Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parrott.
We continue Rutherford Issues here on WGNS AM/FM. Brian Barrett along with some very distinguished guests here in studio. And we're going to talk about all the great things going on at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. The Chief Professional Officer, Todd Bale, joins us here as well. That's a professional-sounding name, too, Todd.
Oh, it's very fancy. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good to see you here. Michelle Clifford, who is the, the Director of Marketing and Promotions. Did I get that right?
Sure. Director of Marketing and Special Events.
Special Events. Promotions. Yes. I was close. Know. That was just off the top of the head, too.
It was.
And you brought a special guest,
I did. I'm excited. I brought a special guest with me today. Her name is Alexis Marr. She's one of our Boys and Girls Club members, and she is a newly bantam, which is a 9 and 10-year-old. She moved up a group with us at the Boys and Girls Club. She just turned 9, and she's been at the club for about 3 years, and she's probably one of the best helpers that Miss Beth and I have in our office, and we're excited to have Alexis with us today. I'm sure she'll have some really good stories for you.
Well, that's going to be really neat. How is it to move up into your new age group?
It's pretty good. It's fun.
Newly 9 years old. That's exciting. When was your birthday?
November the 24th.
Wow. My daughter just turned 9 back in September, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, she thought it was awesome, too. Do you think that you're maybe 12, but you're really 9?
Yeah.
She acts like it. She is. Miss Beth and I talk all the time about how cool she is and how we were not that cool at that age.
Well, I guess maybe it's a new girl thing. I'm not sure.
She has her own videos on YouTube. Like, is talking about the club. Yeah, she's famous.
You talk about the club on YouTube?
No.
Or you just do YouTube things?
I just watch YouTube things.
Cool. Very neat.
It's fun.
Well, Todd, many of the great things that are going on and have gone on this past year have been around your 25th anniversary.
We are celebrating 25 years in the community, 15 there in Smyrna. So from humble beginnings to now 2,600 youth served, 750 kids a day, and 3 full-service clubs and a teen center and an outreach site there in campus schools. So a lot going on.
Expanding all around. I mean, 2011 has been a big year for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
The biggest ever to date. Yeah. So in 2012 will be bigger than that. So that's our reason being here today.
We're going to talk about some of those great things coming up in 2012. This year, Michelle, I guess one of the biggest things that happened was the opening of the Smyrna Center.
It was. We opened the Smyrna Center in August of this year, and since we opened it, the average daily attendance there has tripled, and the Smyrna unit is now the largest Boys and Girls Club in the state of Tennessee in terms of average daily attendance.
Most attended, and then number two is shortly behind is Murfreesboro, the entire state.
What's the difference? I mean, you are in this, you know, and been at other Boys and Girls Clubs before. What's the difference here in Rutherford County? Why are these the two biggest ones?
It's a great product, fantastic facilities via Chris Houston Foundation, tremendous programmers who work in the building who are very dedicated, do a great job. I think the parents are happy with the product. We make the commitment to transportation so we don't have to piggyback on somebody else. We pick up kids every day. All that's kind of part of the formula, and I think it works here.
You come from other areas. I mean, this has been a big year for you because you came here to Rutherford County. This is a very unique town, a very unique county to be in, number one, because of Christy Houston Foundation. It's not only done a lot of things for the Boys and Girls Club, but other charitable organizations here in the county. But I don't know. I always like to pick the brain of folks who come to Rutherford County to see what the difference is and what they think the difference might be here in our community.
It's great. Club culture, it's a very diverse membership. I mean, the kids work well together. The families work well together. And it's impressive. I mean, it's a jewel. I mean, you look at some other metropolitan communities, they don't have what we have here.
So. Do you have a messy desk now? Are you officially all in?
I've got a messy desk everywhere, but yeah, messy car.
So well, then that means you're comfortably
busy job and 7 kids, so that'll do it for you.
Yes, I guess it will. 7 kids?
True story.
Wow. Well, bless you. You have 7 kids at home, and then you have how many?
2,600 plus in county.
Wow. So Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Merry Christmas.
I know, yeah.
Michelle, this 2012, I guess, you know, how do you top opening up a new facility and celebrating the 25 years of service in Rutherford County in 2012? I'm sure you have something going on.
That's a really good question, and we will work our hardest to top it. We will do everything we can. We will serve more children in 2012. Mm-hmm. We will reach out to more youth in different ways in 2012, and it's a tough job, and it's a big load that we have, but we will top it in 2012.
The economic situation appears at least to be improving a little bit, but that's a lot of times that's when giving is down, when the need is greater. But what are you seeing with that in terms of those who are utilizing the Boys and Girls Club, Todd?
Philanthropy here is still strong. It's a very generous community. People still give. We have some wonderful supporters. You look at some of the government side, government buckets that were there before, a lot of those have dried up. And so we're having to kind of offset and go more towards fee revenues and contributions to make this thing work for every family, and less reliance on government, unfortunately. So the economics are still tough, and we're trying to match resources with the growth of our clubs. In the last 2 years, we have 60% more kids in the building almost virtually overnight. So trying to keep up with that growth and fund it is a tremendous challenge. And we have a great board who works hard. We have tremendous development staff who work hard. This year, our Holiday Fest was the best it's ever been. Michelle kind of point guards that event every year, as well as Kelly Rollins, the chair. But, I mean, we're going to keep trying to push to kind of meet the needs of the community.
We're talking today to Todd Bale, the Chief Professional Officer, also Michelle Clifford and Alexis Marsh, all from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And clubs is plural because we have to make sure we get in all the campuses. Now, you mentioned campus school. What's going on at campus school?
It's what's called an extension site of the Murfreesboro Club. It serves around 40 youth who kind of go to school there and kind of seamlessly transition after school to the program. And it's worked out nice. It's worked out for the facility and for the parents and for the club. So I'm not sure if we're going to replicate that all over town, but it's certainly worked out at campus school.
Now, is this a first-year thing for that, or has it been going on a while?
This is year two for campus.
This is the second year, correct.
Well, that's very neat. See, I learned something new today.
The great part is kind of gives a template. If you ever want to expand in the future, mm-hmm. how can we do that where it's kind of self-contained? Our buildings are almost maxed out.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to think beyond the walls in the future how we're going to serve more kids.
Having that situation, what do you do? I mean, is satellite facilities the best way to expand?
If you can sustain them, if you can find the right partnerships with the districts and the school principals, they work. You don't want to add any additional cost with that, but we're committed to finding a way, either different hours or different facilities mm-hmm. or whatever it takes to serve more kids.
Well, you can find no better person than someone who actually goes to the Boys and Girls Club than to talk about all the great things that are there. Now, Alexis, you've been going for 3 years now, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me what is the most fun you have in any of the projects that you do at the Boys and Girls Club. What do you enjoy most?
We have Harry Potter Club, and I like Harry Potter Club. We watch movies, we read the books, and we do worksheets, play on the computer about Harry Potter Club. I also like the games room because they have pool there, and that's one of my favorite things to do at the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow.
And help Miss Michelle and Miss Beth do thank you cards, and it's really fun.
Is that what you do? You help make thank you cards?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's pretty neat. Now, this Harry Potter Club, tell me about that. It sounds like it's right up the alley of just about any young person who likes Harry Potter. I mean, how do you read the books and then you do reports on it and talk about it? And
yeah, we also, after we're reading the books, before we do the sheet about it, we will go over it on the computer and we'll be a big group and we'll just go over it on the computer and people can guess what it is, and if they get it wrong, then another person will try.
Ah. What, so you know a lot about Harry Potter, I would say.
Yes, sort of, kind of.
You're learning more, though.
Yes.
Sounds like. Now, do you have a lot of friends that go to the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes. sir.
Are you friends with everybody, it sounds like?
Yeah, I am friends with everybody.
Rock star status.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. Do you get a chance to do your homework and things like that at the club and get everything done so when you get home you don't have to fool with that, worry with that?
Yes, we do. We get help with homework if we want, and or we can do it. And then we also have power hour where we can do our homework and the staff can check it, and we get points for that, or read a book and get points for that. And at the end of the 9 weeks, we all always have a store, and the most, like, we have points and they add up, and then we, there's stuff like, let's see, purses, dolls, and there's also VIP. Mm. We started that about 9 weeks ago, maybe. And it's where you get to eat soda, drink soda, eat cupcakes and all that stuff. And that's where the most expensive stuff is. And then we have just out there where we have silly putty and purses and wands and all kinds of stuff.
We're like not scared that. To go sugar for Scholastic Achievement.
Well, we'll there you go.
Alexis, when she gets to the club every day, she gets her snack and then she goes straight to the homework room. She may stop by and say hi, but I'll be back, Miss Michelle, Miss Beth, after I finish my homework. And she does her homework every day. It's such a priority of hers. Again, I don't think I had it that together at her age, but she, and then after she finishes her homework every day, she goes on and either comes to our office or plays, but she does her homework first thing every day.
Well, that's great. I wish you could rub off on my kids. I was that way. I always did my homework as soon as I got home, because then I had the rest of the afternoon to play and didn't have to worry about it. I could watch television, whatever I needed to do, whatever I wanted to do. Yes. So, but sometimes it's just like pulling teeth at my house. So I hope they're listening at my house and hearing what your day is like. This next year, Michelle, 2012 is coming up. There's a very new thing that you're promoting. I want to give you a chance to talk about it for 2012, and a new means for the community to really get involved with the Boys and Girls Clubs.
It is. We're going to start, or we launched our It Just Takes One campaign. It's an annual campaign for donors to make donations to help provide scholarships for children to the Boys and Girls Club who may not be able to afford to come. And we're going to run this campaign through February 28th. And, you know, it's just a really great way for us to raise, you know, the extra money. As Todd was saying, we have more kids that we're serving now more than ever. And like you were saying, with the economy being down, the need is so high for us. And so it's very important for us to be able to supply these kids with the services and the programs that they need. So this is a great way to raise money to give scholarships to children who need them most through this campaign.
Todd, you had mentioned that the buckets are drying up, the federal government buckets. Right. I guess this is a way that the local community can help with help children who really need to be there afford to do that.
I think, look at us. I mean, about half of our families are kind of 30,000 below. Another two-thirds are probably in that 30 to 60, two working parents trying to make it work. And so, I mean, it costs us a lot to serve a kid, about $55 a week. If a family has a very limited budget, we try to fill in the gaps on that. We have a very stringent vetting process to make sure we're not exploited. But the families really need us. We don't tell those families no. And the only way we can keep saying yes is if the community supports us. And you can do a monthly pledge over the course of a year. You can do a stock gift. A lot of ways for you to give. And I ask folks to at least stand in the gap for one kid. Our family kind of does one kid beyond other things we do with other kids, but we have one club kid we kind of sponsor. And hope everyone will pick up a kid. I mean, a community this size, $100,000 isn't a whole lot of money if we all do what we can do.
Mm-hmm. When you say one child, when you give to the It Just Takes One campaign, you know that's what the money is going for, I would assume. I mean, that's
100% scholarship driven, just to fill in the gap for those families.
Now, this is a new idea. I mean, it's not a new idea, but it's something new for the local club, right?
Sure. You know, in the past, we've had the lowest kind of rates in town. We've had about half the price of what our so-called competitors charge. We kind of asked parents who could afford to pay to do a little more, but it doesn't help us on the bottom. We're still trying to maybe subsidize some families and make sure they have access to the club. And, you know, we're committed to that. That's our mission, to serve those who need us most. And we're not going to turn them away, but it is a precarious financial position to keep doing that. with the growth we've seen just in the last 2 years.
Sure. Between now and February sometime, you said, Michelle?
It is. Between now and February 28th,
okay,
we'll be running this campaign. And, you know, it's called It Just Takes One because it's just literally that simple. You know, it just takes one person to make the difference in the life of a child.
Now, contributions of what's the best way to do that?
Sure. There are many different ways you could contribute. You can mail a check if you'd like to mail something in to the Boys and Girls Club. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 3343, Murfreesboro, and our zip is 37133. They could call us. We'd be more than happy to talk to them. Take a credit card.
890-CLUB is the phone number, 2582.
Mm-hmm. And they could also visit our website, and it's www.bgcrc.net.
When you talk about It Just Takes One, if one person steps up and helps to sponsor a child, what type of contribution are we talking that would help in that regard?
You know, for about $80 a month, you could sponsor a kid. A scholarship's about $1,000. Our cost per kid's about $940 a year. So $80 a month. But even if it's 6 months, if it's $500 over the course of a year, or even $250 over the course of a year, you work it around your family budget. We just ask folks to do what they can do. Our staff's committed to be 100%. Our board's committed to be 100%. So we ask folks to join us, and let's make sure kids have access to hope and opportunity. That's what we got to be about.
And they grow up to be 9-year-olds like Alexis.
Productive, caring, responsible citizens like Alexis.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher or be working in a barber shop.
A barber or a teacher?
Yes.
Could you be a teaching barber? Maybe. Could you teach people how to cut hair?
Maybe.
There you go.
Yeah, probably.
So you could combine them both that way.
Teach at a barber college.
True.
What do you? What's one of your biggest Christmas gifts that you have on your list? What do you think?
A new bike.
A new bike.
That has pegs.
That has what now?
Pegs.
Oh, okay. You'll have to explain. I haven't been on a bike with pegs, so. What are pegs?
It's a bike that on the tires it has little tubes,
and you
stand on the tubes. Well, your friend stands on the tubes, and you're driving them around. And they have no bike, but they can ride on yours while you're riding also.
Wow. It's hard enough for me to pedal the bike with me on it, much less somebody else. So, well, good luck with that. Dolls?
Thank you.
You still like dolls and things too?
Sort of.
Yeah?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, hope you have a Merry Christmas.
I hope you do, too.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you came by. Such polite young people.
I know. She's great. She's great.
Talk about outcomes. There's the one right there.
Yeah, that's great. Maybe a job in radio. Come see me when you can drive.
I know. I don't think there's anything she wouldn't be successful at. She is so smart.
Well, that's very good. You want to say hi to anybody that may listen or hear it on podcast?
Hi, Miss Beth. Hi, Bailey. Hi, Morgan. Hi, Michaela. Hi, Sophia.
The list goes on and on. But what about Mom?
Hi, Mom.
They're all listening. All our friends are listening back at the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, very good. Well, we want to wish everyone at the Boys and Girls Club a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll see you very soon. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Congrats on your award as the 2011 Media Partner of the Year for the Boys and Girls Club. So
well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate that, and enjoy working with the Boys and Girls Club. And if you ever need any help, just let us know. We'll be there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up here in just a moment. Rutherford Issues on WGNS AM/FM.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A young couple moves into a new neighborhood. And the next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman sees her neighbor hanging out wash. That laundry is not very clean, she said. She doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap. Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About a month later,